Becoming Exemplary Latter-day Saints, President Russell M. Nelson.
Well, this has been an inspirational and historic conference. We look to the future with enthusiasm. We've been motivated to do better and to be better. The marvelous messages delivered from this pulpit by our general authorities and general officers and the music have been sublime. I urge you to study these messages, commencing this week. They express the mind and the will of the Lord for His people today. The new home-centered, church-supported, integrated curriculum has the potential to unleash the power of families as each family follows through conscientiously and carefully to transform their home into a sanctuary of faith. I promise that as you diligently work to remodel your home into a center of gospel learning, over time, your Sabbath days will truly be a delight. Your children will be excited to learn and to live the Savior's teachings. And the influence of the adversary in your life and in your home will decrease. Changes in your family will be dramatic and sustaining. During this conference, we have strengthened our resolve to execute the essential effort to honor the Lord Jesus Christ every time we refer to His church. I promise you that our rigorous attention to use the correct name of the Savior's church and its members will lead to increased faith and access to greater spiritual power for members of His church. Now, let's turn to the topic of temples. We know that our time in the temple is crucial to our salvation and exaltation and to that of our families. After we receive our own temple ordinances and make sacred covenants with God, each one of us needs the ongoing spiritual strengthening and tutoring that is only possible in the house of the Lord. And our ancestors need us to serve as proxy for them. Consider the great mercy and fairness of God, who before the foundation of the world provided a way to give temple blessings to those who died without a knowledge of the gospel. These sacred temple rites are ancient. To me, that antiquity is thrilling and another evidence of their authenticity. My dear brothers and sisters, the assaults of the adversary are increasing exponentially in intensity and in variety. Our need to be in the temple on a regular basis has never been greater. I plead with you to take a prayerful look at how you spend your time. Invest time in your future and in that of your family. If you have reasonable access to a temple, I urge you to find a way to make an appointment regularly with the Lord to be in His holy house, and then keep that appointment with exactness and joy. I promise you that the Lord will bring the miracles He knows you need as you make sacrifices to serve and worship in His temples. Currently, we have 159 dedicated temples. The proper care and maintenance of those temples is very important to us. With the passage of time, temples are inevitably in need of refreshing and renewal. To that end, plans are now being made to renovate and update the Salt Lake Temple and other Pioneer Generation temples. Details on these projects will be shared as they are developed. Today, we are pleased to announce plans to construct 12 more temples. Those temples will be built in the following locations: Mendoza, Argentina; Salvador, Brazil; Yuba City, California. Phnom Penh, Cambodia. Praia, Cape Verde. Jigo, Guam. Puebla, Mexico. Auckland, New Zealand. Lagos, Nigeria. Davao, Philippines. San Juan, Puerto Rico. Washington County, Utah. Building and maintaining temples may not change your life, but spending your time in the temple surely will. To those who have long been absent from the temple, I encourage you to prepare and return as soon as possible. Then I invite you to worship in the temple and pray to feel deeply the Savior's infinite love for you, that each of you may gain your own testimony that He directs this sacred and ageless work. Brothers and sisters, I thank you for your faith and sustaining efforts. I leave my love and blessing upon you, that you may feast upon the word of the Lord and apply His teachings in your personal lives. I assure you that revelation continues in the church and will continue until the purposes of God shall be accomplished and the great Jehovah shall say, "The work is done." I bless you with increased faith in Him and in His holy work, with faith and patience to endure your personal challenges in life. I bless you to become exemplary Latter-day Saints. I so bless you and bear my testimony that God lives. Jesus is the Christ. This is His church. We are His people. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.